This is Alive with Joseph.
Glory to God in the highest. We are looking at this morning the higher life number four. And under the theme higher life number four, we'll be looking at what I titled Rising to a New Dimension. Rising to a New Dimension. Understand that there is no champion without stories of challenges to tell. That is to say, it is challenges that makes one a champion. That is, what sponsors a champion is an agency called Challenge. So understand that if you do not know where you are going in life, anywhere you get to will look like it. And if you know your ultimate destination, it becomes easier for you to be able to assess where you are and begin to compare it to where you are supposed to be. So understand that knowing where you are going, according to scriptures, is very necessary. Now, as believers, redemption has qualified you and I for continuous progress despite challenges. Redemption has qualified us for continuous progress despite the challenges that confronts us. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 18, that has been our key scripture in this series. It says, but the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Now, that talks about unending progress. That talks about the higher life. The perfect day is the day that when you and I will come face to face with our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible is making it clear that, you know, before that time comes, you and I are supposed to be making continuous progress. That means the part of the just man, you listening to me, you are programmed by God to enjoy continuous progress as you navigate the challenges that you are confronted with here on the planet Earth. That is to say, as a believer, you have been programmed by your heavenly Father to continue to make progress as you navigate the challenges that confront you on a daily basis. So friends, it simply means that there is room for unlimited improvements in your life. There is room for unlimited advancement in your journey here on the planet Earth. That is, where God is concerned, you are to continuously improve, you are to continuously make advancement. And I pray for you listening to me, you will make major advancement in this season in the name of Jesus. I declare over you again this morning, despite the challenges you're confronted with, I prophesy over you, make advancement in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can I hear your loudest? Amen. Now, where God has programmed to take you, friends, before the perfect day, but you need to understand that there is where God has programmed to take you before the perfect day. As I said, the perfect day is the day that you and I will meet face to face with our Lord Jesus Christ. But before then, there is where God has prepared to take you. Prophetically, we can see that in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2 to 3, we can see God talking about the end time church, which speaks of you. I read Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2 to 3, it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow unto it, and many shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, to the house of the God of our life church, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Now, God has ordained to lift his church to a dimension that will humble the pride of this world. That is to say, the church is not just a building. You are a church. The church is not a building that we come to gather to celebrate our Heavenly Father. The church is made up of a community of people, and you are that church. That is to say, God has a program to get you and I to a point where the world will come to be spying out on us because of the possibilities happening amongst believers that can't be traced to anything the earth has to offer. Listen, friends, these possibilities will only be by the move and the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. As a result of these possibilities that will be happening among believers, the world will be coming to spy out on us. And the Bible is saying that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted. The believer shall be exalted in these last days. The believer shall ascend a height that non-believers will not be able to explain. The believer shall get to the place where when non-believers look at your life, they cannot be able to explain it away. I don't know who you are listening to me this morning. I declare over you, your life shall continue to shine in the name of Jesus. You will continue to make major progress in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your amen like a believer? Give Jesus praise this morning. Now, for you to see how important what God wants to do in you is to see how important it is, God now reemphasizes on the same prophecy, word for word, in the book of Micah chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. I read, it says, "But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the Lord shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Listen, we are in the last days. In the last days, things will be happening in the body of Christ that will break the pride of the world. It will cause the world to keep running into the church seeking direction for their life, like what is happening in our season. You can see that everything the world has failed. Their medical science has failed. Everything has failed. Everybody is beginning to look unto God, look unto the church for direction, which means, friends, God is about to show to the world that this to say, he's about to make the church a showpiece to the world. He's about to make you listening to me a showpiece to the world. And I prophesy over you this morning, as your amen will thunder, I declare you shall become a showpiece of God in this city in the name of Jesus. I declare over you again listening to me, wherever you are, you shall become a showpiece of God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give me three amen, two, three. Give Jesus your highest praise this morning. Glory to God. God wants to make you a showpiece. God wants to make you a showpiece in that industry where you are. He wants to make you a showpiece in that office. He wants to make you a showpiece in that business. He wants to make you a showpiece in your family. He wants to make you a showpiece wherever you are right now. Because why? The end time church is God's agenda and solution for this planet Earth. Celebrate the Almighty God this morning. And in the book of Zechariah chapter 8 verse 20 to 23, it talks about the glory of God in the church that will be compelling people to be drafted into the church in mass. Listen to what it says in verse 23. When you get to verse 23, it now says this in verse 23. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." Understand that the believer is a spiritual Jew. By redemption, the believer is a spiritual Jew. And the Bible is saying, in the last days, in the end time, people will take hold of you and they'll be asking you, show us your God. We can see that your result is not like our result. Take us to your God. We can see that the things happening to you is not breaking you. Rather, you are shining brighter and brighter. Take us to your God. There is something about you that we can't be able to explain away. Take us to your God. They will take on and they will say, we will go with you. We have heard that God is with you. We have not just heard, we have seen that God is with you. When we look at your family, we can see that God is with you. When we look at your life, we can see that God is with you. When we look at the events and the happenings and the things and the occurrences around your destiny, we cannot but testify that God is with you. And no wonder the scripture says that greater is he that is in you than he that realities of the world. That is to say, the greater one on the inside of you will begin to find expression in this season concerning you. Anywhere you enter, everyone will be able to acknowledge that God is with you. Give Jesus praise if you believe God is with you. Celebrate his faithfulness. Glory to God. So there will be a compelling glory upon you. There is a compelling glory upon you that will begin to cause people to see hope only in God through you. Come on, declare, say, people will see hope only in God through me. Declare it again. People will see hope only in God through me. Give Jesus praise this morning. Hallelujah. So there's a dimension in God that you and I are coming into. A time when the church will become the center of attraction in the world. A time where the believer will become the center of attraction. A time when you and I will become the spectacle of the world. When everything in the world will center around the church. That time is here. And that time is in the season that you and I has found ourselves. That is why you cannot faint in this season, because heaven is depending on you to display the glory of God. Hallelujah. And listen to what our Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16. Listen to what he said concerning the place of the church, concerning the place of the believer. He said, I read, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be thrown under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. He now said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine in this darkness. Let your light so shine in these uncertain times. Let your light so shine in the midst of all of this confusion. Let your light so shine in the midst of this crisis the world is in. Let your light so shine in the midst of fear. Let your light so shine in the midst of uncertainties. Let your light so shine, child of God. This is the time for you to allow your light to shine. Jesus said, let it so shine that when they see you, they will see your good works. They will glorify your Father, which is in them. Understand, friends, your light shining is to give your heavenly Father glory. That is why your light have to shine. Your light have to shine so that your heavenly Father can harvest glory and praise out of your shining light. Glory to God. So you being the light as a believer also signifies pace setting. It also signifies trailblazing. It also signifies pathfinding lifestyle. That is to say, anywhere you are as a believer, you will be setting the pace for that territory. You will be blazing the trail for non-believers. You will be finding the path for others to follow. That is to say, friends, anywhere you are, you will be leading the affairs of that territory. I came to declare over you this morning, receive the grace to trail the blaze in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace this morning to find a path in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace to set the pace in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Boldly declare, I am a pace setter. I am a trailblazer and I'm a pathfinder. Declare it again. I am a pace setter. I am a trailblazer and I'm a pathfinder. Give Jesus your highest praise. Glory to God. So Jesus said that the believer is a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. The believer is a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Everybody and everything will be revolving around the church. The church is a city set on a hill. That is, the church is programmed by God to service the needs of mankind by the virtue of her redemption. You are programmed by God to be the solution of the territory where you are by the virtue of your redemption. That means you are not going to be part part of the problem. That means you have been created to be a solution to the problem of humanity. By redemption, you are to be an answer to mankind. By redemption, you are to be an answer to the issues confronting humanity. That is why you ought to live the higher life, because the higher life is a life whereby you are a solution. You are an answer to humanity. The higher life is a position in the spirit whereby the virtue of your presence in a territory, you bring the kingdom of God into that place. No wonder Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come on the earth as it is in heaven." That is to say, friends, you are to bring heaven on earth wherever you are. Why? Because by redemption, you have been programmed by God to be an answer to every territory you find yourself in. And the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, "But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him, the things which God had prepared for the believer, but God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Holy Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." That is, what eyes had not seen means, it simply means, out of this world happenings, ears have not heard, which means you are changing the narrative. Listen, friends, listen to this very carefully. If it is what is happening, if what is happening in and around you is the things that are being seen, then you have not entered there yet. If what you are seeing are what others have heard and see, then it means that things have not begun to happen the way it ought to happen. Listen to me very well. There is a need for you and I to begin to desperately desire a new dimension, because God wants to do what eyes have not seen. He wants to do what ears have not heard, but he cannot do it if you and I does not rise to the new dimension and come into the place where we can be channels of him dispensing what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard to this planet Earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he said, eyes have not seen, but they are revealed to you by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost stirs it up on the inside of you so that you can begin to manifest the things eyes have not seen to this world. Hallelujah. Go with me to the book of John, chapter 3, verse 31. Let me read something there. A statement by our Lord Jesus Christ. I read verse 31, John 3. "He that cometh from above," listen to this very carefully, "is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all." That means even though you are here on the earth, you are from above. And listen, it is God's intention for you to be above all. It is God's intention for you to be above the pandemic, for you to be above the crisis plaguing the planet Earth. It is God's intention for you to be above sickness and disease, for you to be above the challenges that the Earth is confronted with. That means, friends, in any field of life you find yourself, you are destined by God to be above all, to be above the lies of Satan, to be above the limitations of darkness, to be above the harassment of the wicked. That is, in anywhere you find yourself, you are designed by God to be above all. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 says, if you do what he asks you to do, he said, he will set you up on high above all nations of the planet Earth. He will set you all on high above sickness. He will set you all on high above the challenges of the earth. He will set you all on high above the pandemic. Listen, friends, this is God's ultimate plan for you, and there is a need for you to keep moving, because where you are going, you have not arrived yet. There is still much more that God has designed for you to do for him here on the planet Earth. You can't afford to settle. You can't afford to settle. There is much more. The higher life is not a life to settle. It's a life to continuously desire to do more for Jesus. The higher life is a life of rising to new dimension at every season. You can't afford to settle. This is not the season to settle. Listen, child of God, this is not a time to settle. No matter what the testimony you have received in this season, you ought to keep pursuing for more. As I said the last time, celebrate the testimony now, but fix your eyes on the next thing that God wants to do through you, because the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above all hills. Hallelujah. So listen to this very carefully. Now, what does rising to a new dimension entail? What does rising to a new dimension take? What does it take to move from one dimension to another as you continuously pursue the higher life? Understand that the Bible is the most valid dream book for mankind. The Bible is the most valid dream book for mankind. And listen, it takes three things to make it so. And three things I'm going to share with you, only two, makes it so. Number one is, every word of God is creative. What makes the Bible the most valid dream book for mankind is because, number one, every word of God is creative. Every word of God is creative. That means whatever God says, inside that word, there is power to create. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And he did that by his word. There was darkness upon the earth. There was gross darkness everywhere, confusion everywhere. And God came in the midst of that confusion and he created by his word. Listen to me, child of God, in the midst of this confusion, you ought to be creating, because you are like your father. You are like your father. The Bible says he calls those things that be not as though they were. In the midst of confusion, the Holy Ghost brooded upon that confusion and God began to create. Listen to me, child of God. You have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. In the midst of all of this confusion, don't allow the confusion swallow you. Rather, begin to create. There's same way your heavenly father created. And God created. How did he create? He created by his word. And that word has been made available to you. In the beginning, God created. He did that by his word. So friends, God's word remains creative until eternity. God's word will remain creative until eternity. The Bible, understand, listen to this very carefully. Understand that the Bible is the creator's manual for creating your desired future. Why? Because the content of the Bible is still as creative as it was in Genesis chapter 1. So in this season, for you to begin to rise to a new dimension, you must come to understand that the Bible is a valid dream book for mankind. And number one thing that proves that is, every word of God is creative. Every word of God is creative. Number two reason that why you must look at the Bible and handle it with care and treat it with utmost sense of responsibility and seriousness that it desires is because the word of God is prophetic. God's word is prophetic. The Bible is a more sure word of prophecy. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19 says, I read, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Did you see this? Oh my God. Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. The Apostle Peter is saying you should pay more close attention to the word of God, because it's a more sure word of prophecy. That is to say, you must continue to do what you, that is to say, you must continue to pay attention to it. If you want to continue to do well in the midst of darkness, you must stay focused on the word of God. You must stay focused on the word of God. He said that you do well, that you take heed, pay attention as unto a light light that shineth in a dark place. The word of God is a light that shines in dark place. John chapter 1 says, and the world shines in darkness, and darkness cannot handle it. That is to say, friends, the word of God is the light you require to navigate the darkness that the earth is in this season. With the word of God, you are able to overcome every darkness around you. Darkness in business, you overcome by the word. Darkness in marriage, you overcome by the word. Darkness in career, you overcome by the word. Darkness in your academics as a student, you overcome. Darkness of sickness, you overcome. That is why Paul, the Apostle Peter said, you must take heed, pay close attention. Pay attention to it, because when you pay attention to it, the light of the world enables you to shine through in the midst of darkness. And I prophesy over you this morning, may you shine in this dark season in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? I declare over you this morning, may you shine in the midst of this darkness in the name of Jesus. Boldly declare, I shall shine in this dark season. Declare it again, I will shine in this dark season. If you believe that, give Jesus praise this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Pay more close attention to it. Because when you do, you will continue to do well if you stay focused on it. So the written word of God, by its very nature, is more sure than anyone's experience or prophecy. Listen very carefully to this session. Listen to me very, pay very close attention to the things I'm saying now. The written word of God, by its very nature, is more sure than anyone's experience, than any prophecy from anyone, than even your own experience. The words written in the Bible is more sure than any experience. It is valid. It is genuine. It is more sure. That is to say, friends, even the valid, genuine eyewitness experience of the apostles can't be compared to the written word of God. The valid experience of the apostles, the 12 that walked with Jesus when he was on this earth, all of their eyewitness experience, it can't be compared to the written word of God. So Peter is saying that the written word of God is even a more reliable source of truth than his experience of Christ. Can you imagine that? Peter is saying in 2 Peter chapter 1 that his, all of his experience with Jesus, when Jesus walked this earth, they cannot be compared to the validity of the written word of God. That is his experience of what Jesus looked like, or what Jesus spoke with, or what Jesus declared, can't be compared to the written word of God. So what Peter was simply saying is, James, John, and him, they saw Christ's glory firsthand on the Mount of Transfiguration. But he said, even if you don't believe us, that is fine. He said, there is one authority even more certain than their testimony. The written word of God is more certain. So Peter is saying to you and I that even though they experience the glory of the Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration, that experience cannot be compared to the validity of the written word of God. That even though they saw Moses, they saw Elijah, they saw all of the prophets when they appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus, that experience cannot be compared to the validity of scriptures. No wonder he said that we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well, you take it as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. That is, your experience can shine in a dark place. What can shine in a dark place is the word of God. Any man's prophecy cannot shine in a dark place. What can shine in a dark place is the word of God. So he said, pay attention to the word, because that's what guarantees you victory over darkness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey. Peter now said, moreover, you are to maintain that focus. He said, maintain the focus on scriptures. Child of God, in this season, maintain focus on scriptures. Maintain focus on the written word. Maintain focus on the written word. Peter said, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your heart. What is the apostle Peter telling you and I here? He simply say that in the midst of darkness of this age, keep your eyes fixed on the lamp of scriptures until the day when Christ returns and our knowledge of the truth is made perfect. That day when the morning star himself arises in our hearts and we are made like him to know him as we are known. He said before then, continue to keep your eyes on scriptures. Continue to keep your eyes on the word. Child of God, keep your eyes on the word. Keep your eyes on the word in this season. Satan is out to derail the believer. He wants the believer to only keep their eyes on the print media, to keep their eyes on the social media and not keep their eyes on scriptures. Don't keep your eyes on any man's prophecy in this season. Keep your eyes on the word. Don't keep your eyes on any man's experience in this season. Keep your eyes on the word, because what can enable you navigate this dark season is the word of God. So mightily grew the word of God and it prevailed, brother Paul said. Listen to me, child of God. The more the word grows in you, the more you prevail over corona. The more you prevail over the pandemic. The more the word of God grows in you, the more you prevail over sickness. That is why Satan will want you to remove your eyes from the word, because he knows the prevailing power of your destiny is hidden in the word of God. Boldly declare, I shall prevail in this season by the word of God. Give Jesus praise this morning. Glory to God. The psalmist now tells us, now you can understand why brother Peter said that the word of God is a more sure word of prophecy, that it is a light that cuts through darkness. The psalmist now came and said to us in Psalm 119 verse 105, he said, thy word is a lamp to my feet. Thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. That is to say, don't turn aside from the lamp, because when you do, you will group in the darkness. Don't open yourself up to the deception that is in the darkness. Stay with the word. Don't open yourself up to the disappointments, spiritual failures, and all manner of confusion that is flying around in this season. Because friends, when you lose the lamp, you will open yourself up to darkness. Hold on to your lamp. Don't be like the five foolish virgins who refused to take extra oil. And yet, because of the oil, they were able not to walk in light because their light finished. Child of God, this is not a time to say I have received enough word. Continue to search, because the more light you have, the more you prevail over darkness. The light shines in darkness. Darkness cannot handle it. Stay with the lamp in this season. It is a light to your path. Stay with the lamp in this season. It is a light to your feet. Stay with the light in this season. It is a light to your path. Stay with it. No matter who's opinion comes to distract you, stay with it. No matter the prophecy, stay with the light. No matter anyone's experience, stay with the light. And the light shines in darkness. Darkness can't handle it. Hallelujah. Keep your hearts and mind fixed firmly on the lamplight of scriptures in this season. Listen, friends, be discerning in this season. Be very discerning. Keep your heart and mind fixed firmly on the lamplight of the scriptures. Keep it firmly on the lamplight of the scriptures. Be discerning. Be discerning. Listen to what Jonathan Edwards, an American revivalist and a preacher who lives in the 1700s. Listen to what he said. When I read this, it looked like the man was living in our time. It looked like Jonathan Edwards was actually living in our time. Listen to what he said. I read. They who live the sure word of prophecy, which God has given us as a light shining in a dark place, to follow such impression and impulses, leave the guidance of the polar star to follow a jack with a lantern. Hey! No wonder, therefore, that sometimes they are led into woeful extravagances. Did you hear that? Don't leave the main light and start following lantern. Don't leave the main light, because when you do, you will be led into woeful darkness. Don't leave it in this season. As I begin to close you, because my time is up. Listen, even the wisdom of the ancient advises you and I. Listen to what the wisdom of the ancient advised us in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 3, it says, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, speaking of the word of God, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Speaking of scriptures. So in this season, you don't need to hear something fresh and unique from God. He has already spoken to you clearly and comprehensively through the Bible. God's word is consistent, and the word of God is consistently testifying to God's sufficiency. The word of God is sufficient on its own. Whatever the word of God cannot give me, it doesn't exist. Listen, whatever the word cannot give you does not exist. Whatever God's word cannot give to you does not exist. And thanks be to God, the word of God can give you all things. It can give you healing. It can give you peace. In the midst of confusion, it can give you light, it can give you victory. So in this season, stay with the lamplight of scriptures. And the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 to 17, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate equipped for every good work. Scriptures are given to equip you in this season. The word of God has been given to equip you. To be adequately equipped in this season. So no matter what the devil throws at you, you are ready for it. No matter what Satan hauls your way, you are prepared for it. So scriptures encourages us to stay with the written word of God. To stay. And the scripture never encourages us to look beyond its pages for another source of truth. It always calls our attention back to itself. The Bible calls our attention back to itself, because the Bible makes it clear that everything God needs to say, he has already said it. Everything he needs to say. So it is your job to strive to understand it. Everything God needs to say, he has already said it. And the Bible came, according to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21, it came as a result of holy men speaking as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And because the Bible is a book of prophecy from God, who cannot lie, the Bible is a book of prophecy from your heavenly Father, who changes not, that means, friends, you need to believe it. And it simply means it is bound to come to pass. Why? Because it is a prophecy from the God who cannot change, is a prophecy from the God who cannot lie, is a prophecy from your heavenly Father. That means when you pay attention to it and begin to do according to what it instructs you to do, you are bound to see a testimony in your life. And in this season, I pray for you, by scriptures, by the word of God, your victory season has begun in the name of Jesus. Your time for a testimony has started in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and give Jesus praise this morning. Celebrate him this morning. Celebrate him this morning. The Bible is a prophecy from God who cannot lie. Whatever is said in this book is bound to come to pass when you know what to do to make it come to pass. And what is it that you must do? Believe it, walk in obedience. Believe it, walk in obedience. That is what you must do. That is what you must do for it to come to pass. What must I do for it to come to pass, Pastor? What you must do is believe it and walk in obedience to the instructions in it. Your glory days are here. Your days of victory and testimonies are here. In Jesus' name, amen. Give Jesus praise this morning. Celebrate his faithfulness. That's all I have for you this morning.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.